Oh my goodness. Bulls, Bronx, Buckles, and Barrels here on K101 Radio. Hey, we're joined with tie-down roper, calf roper from Apache, Oklahoma, Hunter Heron. Hunter, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Hunter, you're on with myself and a young man by the name of Heath Stewart with Frontier Rodeo. Heath's got some questions for you.
Hunter, how many years have you been rodeoing?
2014, so I guess this is, well, I guess 14 maybe was my, or 2004 was my rookie year, but I only went that summer. I got my, bought my card, I think, at the end of June. So, been a long time. 20, I guess coming on 20, right at 20 years.
So, I want to ask you a couple questions because I don't think the general public understands the traveling of a cowboy. And, you know, you watch TV and you got LeBron up there whining because he's a prima donna and he plays basketball and, you know, Los Angeles on Thursday and he plays on Friday and he acts like, you know, he's so tired, but he flies on a Learjet, staying in the best motel. He's eating the best food. You rope a calf somewheres in the morning on slack. You drive somewheres. You rope that night. You leave there. You go to the next one and you're roping the next morning. You know, your supper is a chuck wagon at the gas station while you're getting fuel. And when you're rodeoing real hard for a cowboy, there's not such a thing as a good night's sleep. It's getting a good nap. And what kind of toll does that take on you?
And when you're younger, it doesn't seem to affect you too much, which, I mean, you just, your body and you learn to just sleep whenever you can, no matter if it's, you know, front seat, back seat, in the trailer, whenever it's possible. But the older a guy gets, it becomes a little harder to, I wouldn't say sleep in the passenger seat, but your body, your legs get sore, your back gets, you know, everything gets a little stiffer, quicker. So, definitely it's a lot different than the other professional sports. I'll give you that because they fly around and if they got a sore foot or a sore finger, you know, they'll sit out a game or two and still collect their check. And it don't really matter if this is what you do for a living, you're going to try to fight your way through it and just make the best of it.
Yeah, because they're still going to get paid millions sitting over in the chair. What, you know,
they got a contract.
So you missed a couple years there because of your hips. You got hip surgery, you're back now. Are you practicing every day or do you rest your body for the NFR?
We've kind of, you know, I had a hip surgery in 17, didn't make the NFR, and then had a I didn't get it redone in 18, but I'd hurt it again. So then in 19, I had my hip redone and then started in 20. But, you know, this year we rodeoed hard like we always did. And then we was fortunate to come through there at the end at Sioux Falls and have a big rodeo there. But as far as getting ready for the finals, we kind of took a little time off, just rope, you know, twice a week or whatever, just to keep roping and what have you. And then I probably took 10 days off right there after the San Angelo Rope Fiesta and said, you know, I'm just going to kind of wait. My son's playing football, and I'm going to just try to be as involved as that as I could. And then come November 1st, we was going to kind of get after it and rope 3-4 days a week. And I, due to not roping there for about 10 days, the first 2 days I come back, man, I was stiff and I kind of hurt. I won't say I hurt myself, but it dang sure my hip wasn't feeling very good. So I went to a buddy, Terrell Phillips, used to calf rope, and he did a little work on me. And then I went back and got another little deal done Monday. So, and you know, and after getting that done, it definitely loosened us up. And then we was able to practice a little bit, but we haven't really been overdoing it. We're just trying to try to get where we can rope the neck and then just make the best run we can from there on out. And these kids, I mean, I call them kids. They're not kids. They're all adults. But they're so fast that it just is – it's gonna be tough out there. So we're just going to go out there and try to rope and do the best we can and just win as much as they'll allow us to.
So do you think at your age, being the oldest calf roper there, being there the most times, do you feel advantage over some of the young kids coming in over just the pressure and stuff there?
Oh, you know, I mean, really, when we're talking about the young kids, shoot, like Riley Webb won the world last year. Then I would say your young kids would be like Dylan Hancock, Cole Clemens. You know, they're young, but Dylan won Rookie of the Year last year, and then Cole won it this year. You know, I know that they've only rodeoed 1 year, but them kids, you know, a lot of them have been to Vegas 3 or 4 times probably already. And don't get me wrong, it hadn't been to Thomas and Mack, but, you know, they're traveling like crazy and kind of doing it all. That was one deal when they started doing all those younger events out there for them kids. We didn't have nothing like that. And I was like, is it going to take away the, I don't know if it's the allure or the prestige or whatever of your first trip to Vegas. Is it going to be different? But, you know, they all rope so good that it just, it's going to be fun. And, I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm ever a guy. But the worst part about myself is I was probably more of a fast guy, and that's what I relied on most to win. And then now that's kind of went away. Every one of these kids, they can go super fast. So I'm going to have to rely on probably being a little bit smarter and trying to catch all 10 of them and get checks where you can when you're supposed to and not beat yourself. And then hopefully on that last Saturday, you know, you can get 2 checks and go round check and then for sure an average check if everything plays out right.
So I seen you riding Marty Yates' horse quite a bit this fall. What are you going to ride at the NFR? Because, you know, a horse is so important out there.
I'm going to ride a 9-year-old horse called Flash that I rode him at Sioux Falls. Some good friends of mine here at Carnegie, the Kirkendalls own him. They're Chisholm. He's a senior in high school. He's been coming over. We've been roping a lot. We roped some this spring together, and then when I've been back this fall, we've been roping 2-3 days a week, and he's a young man that ropes really good. He won the high school finals this year I'm not really sure where it was at, but he won the high school finals, so he dang sure ropes well and got a good future, and kind of a horse that he wasn't riding a whole lot that I'd rode some when the horse was younger, and they allowed me to take him, and it just fits pretty good. He's not going to be the I don't know how you want to put it. He ain't going to look like, you know, Lollipop Shad's horse or some of them other ones that are real flashy and just catch your eye when he does it. But he's a horse that's going to run flat across the line and give me a good chance to rope and catch him is going to be a key part.
Hunter, to me, that lineup of calf ropers looks like a knife fight 10 nights. And it's just, it's loaded with talent. It's loaded with youth. And you just got to... It looks to me like it's a straight uphill battle, and I'm not talking about for you. I'm talking about for all 15 of them, because it's like any given night, any one of you 15 guys could go win that $30,000 check in the round. So that's how do you approach yourself mentally going against the absolute that calf roping lineup is the best in the world. Obviously, how do you approach that mentally?
Well, I've had some conversations with a few other guys about this, and the first year I made the NFR, which would have been 2006, it would have been Joe Beaver's last year to make the finals in the calf open. And you had Trevor, Fred Whitfield, Cody Ole, Jeff Chapman, Jerome Schneeberger, Mike Johnson. I mean, you had all these guys that I looked up to, and that's who I wanted to be like when I was in high school, you know, and I was in awe half the time. We're just rodeoing with them. And man, if I won something, you know, it's just like, oh man, you know, you can't believe it. But then now so I went through that whole group. And then there was another group that really roped the guys that you could just name off that came and gone after I made my first one to now. And then you have these guys that, I mean, Haven just, you know, it's pretty amazing what he can do. And then you have Shad, of course, and then you still have Shane and Tuff, who been around not quite as long as I have, but not much less as far as when I first started rodeoing. And then there's just so many of them young guys that are 20 years old to 23 that just you can never expect to win first if you're winning first if there's still any of them left, you know. And that's just one of them deals that we're just going to have to go out there and just make the best run that we can, that the calves will let us. And just my plan is I hope I win a lot of fourths.
Yeah.
You know, and I can win better than fourth. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm going to tie in six. Sometimes my body might just not let me go as fast as that. But I was talking to a good friend of mine that's rodeoed for a long time in PRCA, but IRA more, Glenn Jackson, the other day was at a jackpot, and he was asking kind of what I was expecting. I said, man, I expect if the calves allow it, there's going to be a lot of calves tied in six, and that's going to win rounds. I said, but I think 7-3 is going to win a lot of money too, 7-3 to 7-6. And I said, that's going to be my goal, is if I can tie as many as I can in that frame and then, you know, win something in the average. And I said, I hope it's a lot of third and fourths. So if they let me, I think I won a round last year at 7-5. So, I mean, I'm not saying that it might not win a round, but it's just going to be try to pile checks together.
Yeah, go run your calf and let the chips fall, and hopefully you win a lot of thirds, fourths, and fifths. So, well, we want to wish you good luck, Hunter, and thanks for joining us. It's that time of the year. There's a lot of stuff on the Cowboy Channel about the NFR coming up, and man, the fans are looking forward to it, and we want to wish you good luck and safe travels on the way out there and on the way home, and go win some third and fourths and get you a gold buckle. How about that?
Oh, I'm way past the gold buckle stage. I'm just going to try to just win as much as we can and try to let us do it one more year. And if we rodeo again next year, that's what we're going to try to do. But we're glad to be there and thankful for another opportunity.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll be watching you. So good luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's our only calf roper of the night. So Hunter Hare, an Apache kid, grew up in Apache, went to school at Southwestern, and he gracious enough to come on with us. We've got Taylor Munsell on the phone now. Man, Taylor, we don't know all these guys as very well, but man, do I know you very good. You have been through so much from the time you graduated from high school at 18. And tell us about growing up team roping and then transitioning and your surgeries, and tell us about that a little bit, Taylor.
Yeah, I grew up in high school. We team roped a lot. We break laid some, but that was more so because we were handy enough with a rope and had nice enough horses to do it. But I started having issues with my shoulder when I started to get into high school, and we could never really figure out what was going on. And then right before graduating, my senior year, finally my orthopedic surgeon, he sent me to another doctor and was like, this is above my head. I need you to go to this guy. And it didn't take that doctor 10 minutes to get to the conclusion that I needed to have surgery, and I needed to have it as soon as I could so that I could get back to competing, because I was on a scholarship to rodeo. And they went in and had to remove the top rib, take out a bunch of pec muscle that got torn up, and did rotator cuff surgery all on my right shoulder. And then I had already signed a rodeo for Stockton Graves, and after the surgery, they kind of told me that I was looking at a really long recovery time, and like 6 months without roping, and then kind of slowly come back to it. And then they said it'd take a long time to get stuff to feel right again and learn how to do stuff. And Stockton was, he backed me the whole time, told me not to worry about it, which of course I did, and I came back way too fast, went through some more issues trying to figure out what would work and what wouldn't. But in therapy, they told me that they thought I could come back to breakaway roping faster than heading, just because of the little bit difference in swing and lay of rope. So we put a little bitty rope in my hand, and they kind of set up my rehab in a way where I could get back to breakaway roping. And as soon as they told me I could, I just kind of went full send with the breakaway, because that's what I could do. And Stockton wanted me to be a breakaway roper, and it just kind of all fell into place perfect.
So, Taylor, what are you going to take to the finals this year for horses? Tell us about your horse flesh, what you're going to ride in at the finals this year. And but you're in great position to win the world if you have a good final. So tell us a little bit about your horses and what it's going to take to be real successful out there.
This is going to be a super lucky and blessed year. All three of my horses are actually sound this year, which is something I've never had coming out here. So they'll all three be with me. My plan is to ride Colonel, the horse that comes through Renee Cudd's program. I've rode him at the finals twice. I rode him last year and won a whole bunch on him. He was awesome. I rode him the first year, made the finals when he was still real green, and he did amazing things for me and gave me a chance to win the average. I'm excited to be riding him again. The calves are going to be bigger calves, and I think that he's going to be my best chance. Like you said, we're in a good position, and we're going to give him a run for it, and I'll have my trusty backup there. Monster and Ray will both be there, and I'll be able to jump on them if I need to.
I think Gina Day might have a couple of questions for you. She's with us tonight. Gina?
Hi, Taylor. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I was just wondering, did you finish your master's, or are you still working on it?
Yes, ma'am. I finished my master's. I finished COVID year.
Well, that's to be commended, because that's not an easy road, those masters. What'd you get your master's in?
I got it in health and sports science.
Good.
In adult education. Yes. They told me I could rodeo another year if I got a master's, and they offered me a grad assistant position, and I said, I'll gladly do that.
Oh, get it paid for while you can. So yes, all your horses are healthy?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think's going to take to, you're in fifth, right? 132,033?
Yep.
What do you think it's going to take to win the world this year?
I think it's going to take real close, probably 170 or close to that or more.
Well, I have great faith and confidence in you and your horses, and it's good to talk to you.
Taylor.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Taylor, so at the NFR, you're an experienced roper out there. This is your, yes, I think this is your fifth year to go, right?
Yes, sir.
So
fourth year. I didn't make it the first year when it was in
okay.
Texas.
So with your experience out there, I see you during the summer watching you on TV, and I see a girl that has very strong upper body and a calf that gets out in front of you, and you need to be 2-1 or 2-2. You can make a 2-2 run on a calf that a lot of girls can't. Do you feel like that's a piece of ammunition in your gun that you've got and you use? You feel like that's something that's a good thing for you?
Yes, I think that usually the best go for me is when they're out in front of me. Being fast on cattle that are out in front of me away is definitely my best go. The South Point's always been good to me, and I feel like that setup really kind of matches me and my timing up great. And I'm hoping that the cattle will match me up great too, and it'll be a great year.
Well, that's great. Your horses are healthy, and you've really not had healthy horses in the last couple years that I know of, because I've talked to your family, and this year you're healthy. You've got the deal set right where you want it for the most part, and the competition is unbelievable. Talk a little bit about your competition this year.
Yeah, the competition is super tough. There's a few newbies I won't count them out at all. It's kind of different now because the first couple of years, the first year it was in Texas, the second year it was at the New Orleans, and the third year it was at the South Point. So all three of those years, it was kind of like we were all rookies to that venue and stuff. And now this is the third year in the South Point, and there's several of us that have made it. This will be our second or third time there. And so I feel like people are starting to figure it out. They're figuring out how to rope thin head and how to power through rope and five a day and stuff. And I think this is going to be the best and toughest year.
Well, we hope it is. We hope it's the best year for you. And we're all pulling for you in this part of the world. Everybody that's watching the thing will be pulling for you. And we want to wish you the best of luck. And I understand you've got a big jackpot. Does that start tomorrow out there?
There's a qualifier tomorrow, but yes, the $1 million breakaway hosted by Kynes Ranch and Chris Neal. The actual roping starts Thursday night, and it goes Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
Well, great. Go win you some money there and gamble a little bit in Vegas if you want to. But we want to wish you good luck. Good luck on your NFR. This is a big deal for these people in this part of the world, because we don't, nobody around here knows what it takes to do what you do. And I know it's a rough and grueling road. So congratulations to you and all the girls, but we're pulling for you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Good luck, Taylor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very nice, Taylor. Thank you. On the phone with us now is Cherokee, Oklahoma native, Kelsey. I know where it's Kelsey Chase. Her name is Kelsey Chase Domer. But, Kelsey, thanks for joining us on Bulls, Bronx, Buckles, and Barrels tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Leland.
So you're on with me and world champion, 74 world champion barrel racer Gina Day, and she just got inducted into the Hall of Fame. I got a quick question for you. We talked a little bit. We talked quite a bit on the phone the other day, and I don't know how much you can say on a 100,000-watt radio station. I know getting breakaway into the rodeos, into the NFR, and getting it into the system, basically, was a big deal a few years back. But now the next step we want to take is maybe getting that thing at the Thomas & Mack. Can you comment much on that publicly?
You know, I mean, yeah, that's everybody's goal. That's all the breakaway rippers' goals, of course. And maybe not even, yes, in the Thomas & Mack, I want to run one just as much as anybody. But we've also got to, you know, get equal added money at that. You know, we run at $6,000 rounds this year and a $16,000 average. So that doesn't compare much to what they run at the Thomas & Mack. But it just, you know, it's a fight for us. We got to get the WPRA, the PRCA, and Las Vegas events all on the same team and try to get us there. And, you know, I don't know. I hope I get to see that one day, but it might be a fight after my time. But it's thanks for something we're not going to give up on.
This is Gina. I did the fight for the WPRA to get equal money for the barrel race, and it's tough. It's tough, yeah. tough. But you can do it. You just got to hang in there and pray and talk to the right people.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with that. It's been a fight for a long time for, you know, like you said, the barrel racers. You know, I know the Team Ropers went through the same fight on equal added money, and so we're right there with them now, and I'm hoping everybody else can help us skip a few steps maybe, and we can get in there and show everybody what we've got in Thompson Mac.
Well, your event is popular now, so that's going to help a bunch because it's fast and it's women, and the women in the audience are loving it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Kelsey, you won Calgary this year, the Calgary Stampede Breakaway. How cool was it going across the border up in Canada and winning the Calgary Rodeo, the Breakaway and the Rodeo?
Oh, gosh, it was super cool. This is the first year I got to go. You know, it's only the second year that's had it, but the year before I didn't get to make it work out, and this year I made sure to make it work and got to go up there and experience that. So that'll be one of those rodeos you'll never forget. You know, maybe one day you'll get to see us in the big arena with everybody else, but being able to go up there and still rope in Calgary, that's something pretty special.
That bronze is pretty special. I won it twice, and that was before the big money was there, but the bronze is pretty cool too.
Yeah, for sure. It's in my house right now, and I walked by it actually before we left, and I looked at it again, and it is a very special prize, and that's something I hope I can get show off for a long time.
Congratulations.
You know, you won Calgary this year. I'd be remiss if I didn't say one of your other wins was the Woodward Elks Rodeo. So talk about your Woodward Elks Rodeo win a little bit, Kels.
That was an important one, too. You know, that I guess that's probably going to be the closest hometown pro rodeo I'm going to have, you know, as well as I do. I kind of grew up in that arena, in that area, you know, junior rodeoing and going through all the ranks. And so that was a pretty special win as well. It's a really good rodeo, you know, good added money, good rodeo to win, and a good rodeo to kind of kick off your summer right there.
When they added breakaway to everything and Woodward added it, I thought it was really, really a key component of their rodeo, because the breakaway roping has just grown exponentially over the last few years, and the competition has gotten tougher too. Talk about the growth of the event, of the sport, and talk about the competition you're going to face at the NFR.
Yeah, shoot, there's so many girls that rope so good anymore, and the horsepower is getting crazy good. You know, it's cool to see even all the junior opens, the junior rodeos, all these young kids coming up with so much talent. you know, we joke all the time, you know, we'll see a young kid that's so good. And I always joke, I said, man, I hope I'm retired by the time she's in the pro ranks. There's a lot of talent coming up, but there's so much talent that's going to be in Las Vegas and in Scottsdale too. We get to go to that beforehand. And, you know, there's everybody ropes good anymore. And everybody now is figuring out that you got to have a good horse under you. And so it's fun watching. There's a lot of rank ropers and it's exciting. You know, like Gina said, it's exciting and it's fun to watch.
So when we first started watching Breakaway on the television, the girls, it seemed like, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about in general, the girls had a lot of trouble with the barrier. And I get it that you got to be 1-9 or 2-flat to win the rodeo or a place, be 2-4 to place. But it seems like in the past year or two, the girls have figured that getting out of the barrier. And now this has become even tougher because a lot of girls broke the barrier, which takes them out of the roping. But now they're not breaking the barrier. They're reading them those calves perfectly and getting out. And you watch a rodeo and you see the first place spot being 1-9 or 2-flat and the last hole and they pay 12 is 2-5 or 2-6. So you know for a fact people have figured that barrier out.
Absolutely. You know, that's the key thing too. And it was different for us starting these pro rodeos. When you go to these outside rodeos, it's 2-under compared to a lot of 3-under rodeos, like the winter rodeos or even the amateur rodeos we're used to. And so it was a little bit different, kind of, you know, some different timing that we had to get figured out. But to anymore, if you're not on the barrier and taking your first shot, you might as well just ride out the back of the pen because you're probably not getting any money anyway. And it's crazy. You know, I know Jackie, the first year we went out there, she kept tallies and she would watch the calf roping and she would see where the calf roper roped that won the rodeo. And then she would go back and watch where the breakaway roper roped and won the rodeo. And the calf ropers usually got to take at least one more swing, if not two, than we did as breakaway ropers. We have to throw so fast because they can take up so much time on the ground. And so that just shows you right there. You've got to get the start figured out. You've got to be on the barrier every time, and you've got to be ready to throw your rope and take that first shot.
It's kind of like the old guys used to say when I was roping, if you're not breaking the barrier, you're not trying hard enough sometimes.
That's right.
So, Kelsey, hey, we want to thank you for coming on. We want to also tell you very much good luck at the jackpot this week, and then obviously next Wednesday and Thursday, or next Tuesday and Wednesday, actually. At the South Point, you wrote five on one day and five the next day. So good luck to you and hope your horses stay healthy and you stay healthy and you can maybe bring home a gold buckle.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Good luck.
Okay. That wraps up the breakaway. You're listening to Bulls, Bronx and Barrels on K101 Radio. We'll be back with some barrel racers right after we do this.
People investing in people. That's what they're all about at Great Plains Bank. Because life isn't a transaction, it's a journey. And on that journey, we're greater together. Great Plains Bank has locations in your local area because they're here to serve you. Great Plains Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
John Paul, pastor of Thousand Hills Ranch Church, is with us. Now, John, you guys talk about Thousand Hills Ranch Church being a cowboy church. What if you're not a cowboy? Why should we go to your church?
If you're searching for a home and you don't quite fit, we have a lot of Western people. But the truth of the matter is, genuine cowboys would be a really small part of our church community.
When are your services?
We actually start at 9:45 on Sunday mornings, and then straight up 10 o'clock, we come on the radio.
John Paul with Thousand Hills Ranch Church joining us. Thanks, John.
Hey there, cowboys and cowgirls. Ken's Haberdashery and Jiffy Cleaners have you covered with the finest Western wear. But we don't stop there. We keep you sharp and starched, ready to rope in style for any occasion. As the National Finals Rodeo kicks off, we're tipping our hats to all the competitors. Keep riding high and chasing those dreams. When it comes to top-notch Western style and care, remember Ken's Haberdashery and Jiffy Cleaners. Stop in. The Western store is 50% off. Keeping the West dressed and looking their best, Ken's Haberdashery and Jiffy Cleaners.
Vance Auto Group of Woodward is kicking off their Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. Buy any vehicle now through the end of November and get a $1,000 gift card just in time for the holidays. And here's the best part. No payments until February 2025. Got no credit, bad credit, upside down in your trade? No problem. Vance Auto Group is here to help you drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. Don't wait. Head to Vance Auto Group of Woodward today at 3425 Williams Avenue. Hurry for your $1,000 gift card at Vance Auto Group of Woodward, home of the free lifetime warranty.
Okay, we're finished with Breakaway. We're going to go to the barrel racing, just like the rodeo guys. Wenda Johnson from Pawhuska, Oklahoma, is on with us right now. Wenda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Wenda, we got I've got my one of my guests here to talk to you, to help talk to you, is 74 world champion Gina Day. She just got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Gina, have you got a question for her?
Yes, Wenda, nice to have you on here. How many horses are you going to take to the finals?
Well, Gina, I have two horses I'm taking, and Mo is my main horse that I've taken the last 3 years. Steel Money is his registered name. And I also have another 8-year-old gelding. He's Mr. Moonflash is his name. And I'll have two great geldings.
That's great. I love it when I see bay horses. My horse was bay, and you just don't see that many bays, it doesn't seem like.
Well, they definitely have a special place in my heart.
Yes. I've got to watch you a couple of times at the finals and then a bunch on the Cowboy Channel. And did you train both your horses?
I did not. Actually, a friend of mine, just a good horseman, he's actually not a barrel horse trainer. The horses actually came off the track, and he just patterned it and put a good handle on them, and then I took them from there.
It doesn't get any better than that, then. You got the speed.
Yes.
And then you're in the medical field, aren't you?
I am. I'm a nurse practitioner and, finished up and got my doctorate and currently just work in the ER part-time just to help out my community hospital when they're really, I stay busy enough on the rodeo world that I kind of help them when they're shorthanded or if they have something come up and I'm in town, then I'll step in and
Well, that's very commendable. I admire anybody that can work in the medical field. And I certainly admire you and your barrel racing career and love your style of riding.
Well, that means a lot coming from you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Wenda, you had a pretty good year this year. Your 24 season, you won Clovis, California. You won San Angelo, Texas. You won Lawton. You won Lovington, New Mexico, Deadwood, South Dakota, and you finished second at the Clark County Fair in Logandale, Nevada. Is it usually take that many wins to propel you to the NFR, or can you, some girls don't win that much, and you had a really good year you won a lot of buckles this year at the rodeos.
It definitely is important to try to capitalize and win these rodeos. If you look at the payout, and from a kind of a logical standpoint, if you look at the payout, if you start looking at fifth through 12th place, fifth might still be okay, but you get eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th place. A lot of times you're not even winning your entry fee back. So to truly capitalize on, winning as much money as you can at those rodeos with the don't have to go to a lot is really, really important. And I feel like for the health of my horse, for my time, that's really my goal. I want to minimize how many runs I make and save the horse as much as possible. And then I have to look at my time. I'm a wife, a mother, and, I'm busy with a lot of different things. And so I don't want to live on the road. So it's really important for me to do my best at the ones I do go to.
Yeah, you said on the phone the other day when I talked to you that when you set out at the first of the year, your goal wasn't really to make the NFR. You're just going to go and see how things go, And if you're in the race, then you'll just keep rolling and go for it. How's that? Do you have to kind of change gears when you see that you're in the race like you were in 24 this year?
Yeah, well, for sure. Fortunately, I had a great winter, which set me up for my summer. I knew that it was going to take at least 100,000 again this year. And so, you know, going into the summer, I already had 74,001. And so after Cheyenne and I kind of popped over that $100,000 mark, I sent my horse home and said good job and skipped on going to the Northwest. I mean, that's something I still could have done if I wanted to go win a little bit more money or have a little more money won going into the finals. I mean, there's definitely a lot of paths that you can take. But for me and for my time, that's when the kids start going to school. And, you know, right. So I just have so many more irons in the fire that if I can be done by then, that's ideal. Last year was a little bit more of a challenge for me, and I was on that bubble and had to go out to the Northwest or felt like I had to go out to the Northwest. I'd lost another great horse. And so I only had one horse and had to push him a little bit more, and we were able to get it done. But I think in the long run, even through that season, then it just, there was more challenges and a little bit of a rougher road. And I definitely, if I have a choice, I would much rather feel a little more comfortable and confident and try to get my money won towards the beginning of the season, if possible, and give myself a little more cushion.
You're coming into the national finals this year, 11th in the world standings, and you did bust that $100,000. You have $117,001. So what's it going to take at the finals? If you win, is a $200,000 a year, is that going to be good enough to win the thing, or is it going to take more than that?
No, it'll take more than that. I can't remember what Haley's at, but both Leslie and Haley are up close to 200 already. So I'm sure it's, you know, to win it, it'll be up in, you know, mid 200s to even maybe 300. It just depends on how somebody's year goes and how the final shakes out as well.
Yeah, so you're running against Haley, whose horse sisters, but is a very popular figure at the national finals. But man, from 1 to 15, there's not any difference in any of them. You've got a ton of talent. We're going to talk to you. You're the first barrel racer we're talking to. We're going to talk to three or four more. So yeah, we know by looking at the race, it's going to be night by night and see if you can go get a check. And winning third, fourth, and fifth is not a problem because the money is so good.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's great about the finals. All these horses are amazing that are running at the finals, and the girls are all great. They're horsemen, you know, seasoned, they're competitors, and that's why it makes it such a great event to go to. And then obviously the payout is really nice and can walk away doing quite well if you have a good final.
Does your family get to go to the finals with you this year, or do they have to, you have kids that stay back and go to school, I'm sure. I didn't know if your family got to go at all.
Yeah, so my family will be there with me, except for my youngest. She goes to school, so she's actually with me now because they're out of school this week. But I'll fly her back. She'll go to school and then come for the last part. So she comes in the last Wednesday and catches the last weekend.
Oh, good. How many runs a week are you making on your horses leading up to the NFR?
So the biggest thing, I don't even necessarily worry about the runs. It's more about the level of fitness that they have. So, you know, they need to be in sprint shape, obviously. Like Mo, my main gelding, he knows his job, and he's been there 3 times and he's won goes there. He knows his job. The biggest thing is making sure that he's feeling his best, he's in shape, that he's happy. He's one I've got to keep very happy and confident. So that's what my regiment mainly is really his fitness and focus on keeping all those pieces together so that he's not getting too sore, that I don't, not overdoing it on him or fatiguing him, and that that he can be feeling his best to go compete and work towards, if he had to make all 10 runs, that he could physically make all 10 runs.
Well, very good. We appreciate your time on the show tonight. We wish you the best of luck, and we want to bring a buckle back to back to the state of Oklahoma from one of you barrel racers from here. So we wish you good luck and safe travels.
Well, we do have some great gals in our state and definitely proud to represent. So thank you for having me, and I appreciate it. And you guys have a good night.
Thank you, Wenda. Thanks for joining us.
Good luck.
Okay. Barrel racers continue with Leslie Smoligo. Leslie's on the phone with us. Leslie, thanks for joining the show tonight.
Oh, it's an honor.
Leslie, tell us about your 24 season, your winter, your summer, and then how it all unfolded and how you made the finals.
You know, I had a real good winter. I won Houston, so that kicked it off. I went from 121st to first in 1 week. So, you know, that kicked it off great. And then it just kind of rolled over, as, you know, just kept winning checks. And on my way out to Reno, I went to Vernal, Utah, and we won that. And we had a little hiccup during Reno. I had actually won my colt, but never been in a rodeo before because Gus tied up out at Reno. So he spent 2 days in the emergency room on IVs and getting him better. And then we just ventured and did a couple rodeos during 4th of July. I didn't run real hard over 4th. And then, you know, we went to Calgary, and he just put on a show there. I mean, we never finished less than second, and we ended up winning the final four and took home the Calgary championship. And that just kind of set the rest of our year up that it wasn't stressful for the rest of the time. And, you know, I just got to pick and choose where I wanted to go and give him the most rest I could. And we just let the chips fall where they were meant to be.
That's absolutely, that's a huge advantage when you can win early and give your horses that rest. You're going in second in the world behind Haley. So you really set your season up. You know, if you can just go make a good showing at the NFR in the barrel racing, you have an opportunity here in front of you to win a gold buckle, and that would be so sweet. Tell us about how you prepared for it and your anticipation for that.
I just keep things as normal as possible. I just exercise Gus. I have a backup for the NFR named Blazin' Boss. He's won over 400,000 in securities and derby, so I'm looking forward to running him some rounds to give Gus some rest. And, you know, Gus, less is more. So as long as you keep him happy, and the more you run him, the better off he is. And he likes the limelight, and he likes the crowd, and he likes to show off. So as long as I just keep him happy, and my chiropractor will be out there and making sure that everything stays in place, I have high hopes for him.
Very good. So how do you determine when you get there and you ride your best horse, the first and the second round, and he's really feeling good? When do you make that switch, and then do you go back to him later on in that week? It's a long week. It's 10 rounds. So tell me how that unfolds with your horses.
Yeah, I just let him tell me when he's ready to rest. Right now, my plan is running him 3 on, 2 off, and then back to him again. And we'll see. You know, you always make plans, and they never go to what your plan is going to be. It changes every day. So, you know, it could be 4 days. It could be 2 days. I don't know. I just let him tell me when he's ready.
Well, very good. Gina's with us. Gina's just got put in the Hall of Fame, Gina Day, and she's a 74 world champion. Gina, have you got any questions for her?
I just wanted to tell you guys how blessed you are to be running barrels now. When my first finals in 1970, we had to pay a $100 entry fee, and a fourth paid $54. So
it's just amazing how rodeo has evolved and the money that
great.
We get to run for now.
Yeah, I was on the board of directors when we were fighting for equal money, and it was long and it was hard, but it was worth it. I just didn't go back to rodeo and after to benefit from it. But I'm so happy to see you guys having an opportunity to win money you can actually do something with.
Yeah, we can do this as a living now. And, you know, of course, sponsors help us out and everything. But if it wasn't for you ladies being pioneers through it and really fighting for us to get equal payout as the guys, you know, it means the world to us. And every year, more and more rodeos step up to increase the money.
Yeah, it's a marvelous thing. And I think the Cowboy Channel has helped a lot, too, in getting the word out about rodeo. And that's...
Yeah, and, you know, the barrel racing and the breakaway, we have the most entries.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, just because, you know, we're not always swinging a rope, which the breakaway does, and I hope one day that they'll get to be in the Thomas and Mack with us and roping for the same money as we're making running for. You know, rodeo has just evolved to show that us women are as tough as the guys, and we want it just as bad.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I want to wish you all the best, and you'll make Oklahoma proud.
I hope so, and thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us, Leslie, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you. It was an honor talking to you.
Very good. Hell, we got a couple more barrel races here, but Donna Kay's on the phone. You're listening to K101, KWOX Woodward, Bulls, Bronx, Buckles, and Barrels. Donna Kay, I've got you here with Gina Day. And Donna Kay, you've had a tremendous year of barrel racing. Talk about your 24 season, your winter, and your summer, please.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I am very honored that Gina Day is right here. She is my idol.
Oh, thank
you. I can tell you what how his horse was bred and what she ran him in, a Sleister Hackamore, and I'm delighted to hear your voice.
Well, thank you.
Well, I remember Wimpy and Poco Bueno, so yes, ma'am, I do totally remember. You were amazing. So,
well, I was tickled when I read your bio to see that Valor had won Horse with the Most Heart, which was given, that started by my family for excuse. And
yes, I remember that. Honestly, here I go again, I'm going to get off course, but you know, I have the picture cutouts of you, Jimmy, and Gail on my mirror when I brush my teeth every morning, as I wanted to emulate y'all. So I'm very, very proud and honored to be here with you.
Thank you. I have that picture hanging on my bedroom wall so I can look at it.
Yeah.
My sister is a big fan of yours. She watches the Cowboy Channel. She made the finals in 74, and she just thinks you and Valor are awesome.
Oh, thank you. Well, he's been a good boy. Yeah, he had a disaster at Calgary a year ago, and that kind of messed up our 23 finals. But this year he came out guns blazing, and he's just been so happy and tried hard. And we went to 59 rodeos and won $121,000.
Can't beat that.
Goodness sake, yeah. And thanks to y'all for getting it all started. But, yeah, he feels good, and I feel good, and, you know, we're just blessed that he's 15 this year, and I'm 67, so everything means a lot right now.
Well, the older we get, the more it means.
Yep.
Well, it was great for me to get to visit with you.
Donna Kay, tell me about how many horses you're taking to the finals, and you're going in 10th in the world. Did you have to rodeo? Did you max your rodeo count out or no?
No, sir. I only went to 59 rodeos,
okay.
And I only had Valor, which is who I've had since I qualified. This is my fifth qualification. However, this year I do have a little sneaky little gray horse that's going to come with me, NB Lady Bird, aka Birdie. And so if Valor needs help, we're gonna slick Birdie in there. I had a horse named Juice that got hurt real bad and career ending, and man, he fit me. And I think Birdie is just like Juice in a little gray coat, trained by Kenneth Squires and owned by
Crystal Nichols, and she's the real deal. So she's going to be helpful for Valor.
So what was your biggest win of the summer, Donna Kay? What was your biggest win, biggest dollar figure win of the summer that you felt like really helped you?
You know, honestly, I pretty much don't. I'm not a statistician. I feel like maybe it was NAMPA.
Okay.
I won and placed at quite a few at Casper, Mount Pleasant, Texas, Casper, Wyoming, Sheridan, Wyoming. I was second. So a lot of pretty juicy wins out there in the Northwest this summer.
So what do you feel like it's going to take money-wise to put the gold buckle on your belt when it's over with Saturday night? Is it reachable for you, do you think?
You know, I initially mathematically did not think it could happen. But then I saw the payout, and who knows? You know, it's just anybody's game, anybody's time. This particular qualification for me is probably going to be the funnest. My husband is healthy. He's had some health issues. He's going. My daughter's going. Valor feels good. I'm going to try to stay in the average and just enjoy it.
There you go. So my last question to you is, I'm 67 too. What drives a 67-year-old to get in the truck with a horse, with a couple of horses, and drive 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 hours to a rodeo, or even more, at your age? That is so impressive to me, Donna Kay, that you still have the want to and the drive to do that. What's your trick?
Well, I don't know. I get in the truck about June 4th and come home about October 4th, and you know, when I start out, I'm 35 from the chin up, so chin down by the time,
and that's the way
end,
you need
I'm
to keep it
done.
Right, that's the way you need to keep it, 35 from the chin up. So that's great. I'm glad you could join us tonight with the Hall of Famer here to my left, and we sure wish you a plenty of luck for your NFR experience this year. And man, it'd be just go run them and see what happens, right?
Well, I sure will. And just as a sidebar, I tipped at Woodward to win it. So we love the Woodward Rodeo as well. So thank you, guys. And I'm honored that you even ask us. And here we go, us Oklahoma girls and guys, and we're going to all go do our best.
Well, good luck and go Valor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna Kay, for coming on. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to Emily Beisel and Carly Pope, who are standing by on the phone. So we'll be back right after this.